done great with the interceptions. Just what are some of the things that you focus on personally so that you're able to execute?
I think obviously doing my job probably first and foremost. Within that, just making plays. I think that's all, not just our defense, but the corner position, it just comes down to making plays. So I think on top of just doing, trying to do my job as well as I can, just try to make plays within that. I think so. Yeah.
How would you say that your cornerback room has gotten better throughout this year?
I think it's been great. Like, even guys that you guys don't get to see, like, who are not necessarily, like, on the travel roster, like, our group has gotten better, like, from the bottom to top. And I think it's only going to get better as the season goes on. Guys will have to step up as the season goes on, you know. God forbid any injuries happen, but if they do, everybody will be ready to go. So it's been great for the whole group.
What's a competition like in that room? Because it does feel like you guys have legitimate strong depth at the cornerback spot.
It's anybody's day, so coming out to practice, we're just trying to understand that, you know, if you're not on your A game and you come out and game day comes, you don't play the best, is a possibility that somebody else can step up. So it's kind of that healthy competition, I would say, for the whole group. But like I said, anybody who steps in there will be ready to go. So that's kind of just how we take a healthy competition.
So what jumps out to you about this ASU offense? They got a pretty good quarterback and a running back that I think probably demands a lot of attention.
For sure. So we just plan to shut down, you know, their main guys, as we know, the quarterback, number four, number zero. I think that's their game plan, so we'll do everything we can to kind of stop that. And if we do, we'll be in good shape.
You guys have seen a lot of really good running backs in this league the last couple of weeks in particular.
Yeah.
Both Kansas and Utah had really good running backs. How does that kind of change what you guys do in the secondary? Because I imagine you're probably not automatically, like, immediately involved in the running game.
I think so. So they have a great receiver as well. So for us, it just comes down to, I don't want to say showing up to the run late, but we have to do our job first on the back end, which is covering, making sure nobody gets deep. But when the run game comes to us, we got to be prepared to tackle. And that's kind of something our coaches have kind of harped on the back end, especially the corners. We expect them to come out and make us tackle number four and whoever's back there, really, in this game.
How would you describe the week-in, week-out play of the Big 12 conference?
Yeah, so it's every week, as you know, is a big game. Like, even last week, you know, Kansas, they're a better team than their record showed, but we still came out understanding that this is a great team, and it seems to be that every single week. So it doesn't really change anything for us. It kind of just stick to what we want to do, stick to our game plan, our schemes, and hopefully we'll come out on top. And it's the same thing this week. Got a great opponent. We're going to their house. Just got to handle business. That's all it comes down to.
Coach Hill mentioned sometimes when he was at Weber, a loss kind of catapulted them through the rest of the year. What's kind of the message in the locker room, learning from last week?
I think it's exactly that. Having, you know, coming off of a bad game, it's way easier to come back and practice and say, okay, we need to get back to the basics and we need to be better. Like, that it's simple. It's easier coming off of a loss than a win. So in a lot of ways, the loss for us was big. It was good for us as well to go from. And like you said, once we've – in the past, myself and Coach Hill, losing a game, we've only been better since. So that's kind of the same message we plan on taking next week for Arizona State. For sure. Definitely more urgency. Like I said, just trying to double down on the basics again, understanding that we have no room to keep playing with fire at this point. So come out hot. The only way to do that is really just everybody up-tempo, like you said, more urgency with everything, and just doubling down on the basics is what it comes down to for us this week.
How exciting is it to be in these games, though, where they do mean a lot?
It's fun, and it forces you to kind of prepare. It forces you to kind of practice hard and try to make that perfect practice, try to make that perfect rep. Games like this is, you know, as a corner, as really for our whole defense. Like, they have a great offense, so our whole defense is kind of the game you want to play in, understanding what's at stake, and this is not a bad team that we're going to go play. So it's great. It's great for our practice habits. It's great for individual practice habits. It's great for everything.
part, how gratifying is it? You kind of doubled down on yourself, took the risk, came here to BYU, and you've been good as advertised. Mm-hmm. How gratifying is that to you?
It's great. I think about it a lot, honestly, just understanding where I was a year ago, not even knowing where I would be. And then coming here to a place that believes in me, that trusts in me, that trusts in my ability, it's been great to kind of pay that off to them, as well as myself, understanding the work that I put in. It's been great. And I think about it a lot, and I have a lot of gratitude for it.